Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. In live. I am about to fly out from Boise, but first we're going to go grab breakfast with a couple of our friends. But I wanted to share something that happened last night when I was sleeping, and this is pretty crazy to me. So last night I went to bed, and anyone who doesn't know, like the last few weeks I've been having crazy vivid dreams. I mean, like super vivid dreams that feel like I'm really living whatever it is that I'm dreaming. And last night I had this dream that we got this mega mansion. I'm talking like 20,000 square feet, this massive house. And it was like everything that like millionaires and billionaires even dream of. And I was like so excited and so proud of it. And I literally, like, we moved in and I looked at Paul and there was a dead look in his eyes. And I was like, what's wrong? Like, we finally did it. We finally made it. Like, our life is gonna be set now. And in my dream, Paul looks at me and he says, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, Rachel. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, Rachel, I have been ignored by you for the last 7 years. And I was like, no, babe, I was working for this. Like, now we've got our dream house. We can start our dream life. Like, please, babe, like, let's go. And he's like, you don't understand. I'm done waiting. And what's crazy is in my dream, you know that point when like you can't convince someone anymore? It's like they've already made up their mind. In my dream, he was done. And I was like, no, babe, we can fix this. We can totally fix this. Like, now we've got our dream house. Like, our lives are ready for us. I built it all myself. And he looks at me and he says, Rachel, while you've been ignoring me the last 7 years, I met someone who loves me today, exactly as things are. And in my dream, I was just like sick. I was like, no, babe, we can fix this. And I remember, like, in my dream, every time he came around, I would like fall to the ground sobbing at his feet. And I was like, please don't give up on me. Please. Like, we'll do it now. I see now, like, you were why I was building all of this. And I'm in this dream, I'm just like losing it. And he's like, you left me out of this. You did this by yourself. You took credit. You went to the events by yourself. You are the one that wanted this. I was happy with the last house. Why did you leave me out? It's too late now, Rachel. I've said this before. I've said I can't do this anymore. And you ignored me. And in this dream, like, my heart was absolutely breaking. And I was like, no, please, Paul, please. Like, let me have another chance. I wanna build our lives together. And he said, Rachel, our lives were not about this house. I was your life. Like, this was our life. Our kids were our life. And you built this business and totally forgot about all of us. And now I've met someone who loves me and who sees me and who appreciates me. And I was like, wait, for real? He's like, yeah, I met my great love. I thought it was you, but you haven't been here. And oh, in my dream, you guys, like, my heart was just like breaking. It was so vivid. Like, it almost felt like I had stepped into an alternate universe where, like, I literally didn't ever bring Paul into my world and make it ours. And it was just like so devastating. And I was like, please, what can I do? And he's like, it is too late. I'm ready to start my life with this other person. And she sees me. And I was like, but I can see you. I see it now. And he was like, it is too late. And it was such a tough nightmare. But one of the things that, so I have these vivid dreams, and a lot of people call them nightmares, but I process a lot of thoughts while I have these dreams. So it wasn't this awful nightmare. It was like this incredible realization of how glad I am that on the way to building a business, I found and saw Paul again with new eyes. Because if I hadn't done that, if I hadn't said, like, let's do this together, if he hadn't said, let's do this together, it's crazy to think that that could have been the reality. That's what could have happened. And so many people are in this rush to build their businesses and go after their dreams that they forget, like, business isn't life. business is what enhances life. And sometimes we have the best intentions. Like, we want to build something so that we have freedom, so that we have a bigger house, so that whatever. But don't forget the people that you love, the ones that life is all about. For me, that's Paul, my amazing husband. Isn't he so cute? I was surprised him with putting him on camera and on stages and stuff. But it's Paul, it's my kids, like, and yes, immediate family too, but those four humans are my world. Like, everything in business is great, but that does not define me. And I would challenge you to make sure that you don't leave your significant other on the outside. See them, recognize them, be there for them, because yeah, business is great, but we hear all the time about like CEOs and multimillionaires who lose their business and then take their lives, or they're struggling with their finances and they can't do it anymore. And it's because they were waiting to live with the people that they love. They were waiting to really see everything beautiful that they're gifted with in their life right now as they're building their business. And if you hang your hat of like success on your business, you've missed the whole point. Business is great. Business is fun. Like, revenue is wonderful. Like, impacting lives are great. Events are awesome. But if you forget the ones that are your why, the people that you care about, it is so empty. And it was such a great reminder last night of like how different our lives would have been if Paul and I hadn't come together and really united in business. Like, I would have left him on the outside. He would have been incredibly lonely. Maybe we would have gotten this mega mansion, which, by the way, I don't even want anymore. We found our dream home. It's not a mansion, but it's like perfect. It's so crazy to think though that this could have happened. And I think the feeling of despair that I had in the dream, like realizing when I looked at him and it was like I was looking at someone who didn't even know me. His eyes were just completely dead and he was like, I've met someone and it's over. And there was no going back. Like, literally, you guys, in this dream, he wasn't going to be reasoned with. Like, it was done. And so I just wanted to share this because I think this is an important reminder for every single person. It was a great reminder for me of how important this path is that we're on as a couple.